Brother Abu Zubair has two questions, and then they will increase into three questions, and then each question has branches under them. But inshallah, we will try to address in accordance to what we know. First of all, At-Tarawih. He's asking, how is it that the Prophet ﷺ did never pray more than 11 rak'ahs? And now in the haram, they pray 20 rak'ahs. And in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, they even increase that when they offer the tahajjud. So this adds another 8 rak'ahs or more or less. So what's the ruling? We've answered this before. Akhi, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said in the Sahih when she was asked about night prayer of the Prophet ﷺ in Ramadan, she said, he never exceeded more than 11 rak'ah in Ramadan or other than Ramadan. Now, the Prophet, when he does not do something, is this mandatory for us to follow? Or is it part of his sunnah? Or is it because of his natural status? For example, we know a hadith where the Prophet ﷺ would not do certain things, though he loves to do them, because the Prophet ﷺ was afraid that he would burden his ummah. For example, the siwak. The Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, have I not feared that I would burden my ummah? I would have instructed them, ordered them, to use the siwak whenever they perform ablution and whenever they pray. So the Prophet would leave things that he loves. He would leave things that he loves, alayhi salatu wasalam, simply because he doesn't want to burden his ummah. Now, going back to 11 rak'ahs, there are hadiths from Ibn Abbas and also from Aisha that he prayed 13 rak'ahs. Some scholars say that these are the two rak'ahs of Fajr Sunnah or Isha Sunnah. Nevertheless, we have a statement that says that he prayed 13 rak'ahs. Not only that, the Prophet himself, how many times did he perform Umrah, actual Umrah, twice? And how many times did he perform Hajj? Once. So is it logical that we say, okay, the Prophet only offered Hajj once, this is it? No. That is why Taraweeh, we cannot restrict it only to 11. The best is to pray at 11. You prolong it, you offer it, as the Prophet used to offer it, alayhi sallam. But if this burdens the people who cannot stand for 11 rak'ahs and prolong their prayer, and it would be easier for them to segregate it or to chop it into small units in 20 rak'ahs, for example, then alhamdulillah, the sky is the limit and we don't have any reason or any instruction from the Prophet ﷺ not to go beyond 11. On the contrary, the evidences from the Prophet ﷺ makes it open. And this is the most authentic opinion, inshaAllah,